A report released this week by California's nonpartisan legislative analyst's office says, get this, the drought will not have a significant impact on the state's overall economy. It may have some impacts on specific sectors and crops, however. For instance, almonds have been a source of growth in recent years in California, as you can hear in these ads for the California almond maker Blue Diamond. Most of that demand is coming from overseas.
Blue Diamond. California.
我喜欢吃 Blue Diamond 大杏儿.
Man, Blue Diamond 的不让卡给不大花呀.
Yeah, we don't spend a long Blue Diamond.
This year's almond crop is expected to be the largest and most profitable ever. And in the middle of the historic drought, that is raising some complicated questions. Capital Public Radio's Leslie McClurg reports from Sacramento.
Conveyor belts carry millions of nuts through sorting machines in a giant processing plant in the western San Joaquin Valley near Newman, California.
So the almonds go in there.
Jim Jasper is the president of Stewart & Jasper Orchards.
We can speed this up, slow it down. We can have all the...
Last year, the facility hulled and shelled more than 40 million pounds of almonds. Most were shipped overseas. That's where two-thirds of California almonds go. But even as his product lines expand and prices soar, Jim Jasper worries about the future. On a walk through his orchards, he points to his neighbor's property.
There's 80 acres of almonds up there straight ahead, or dead, and they didn't have any water.
Jasper says in 50 years of farming, weathering many droughts, his anxiety levels have never been so high. That's because for the second year in a row, he won't receive a water allotment from the federal government.
I'm very, very leery of being able to produce a nice crop because of what the trees went through last year and what they're going to suffer this year.
Stressed groves are common throughout the dry, cracked Central Valley. Daniel Bays is a third-generation farmer in nearby Patterson. He's watering his almond trees with as little water as possible, just enough to keep the tree alive and fruiting.
So instead of irrigating for your ideal crop, you'll cut that back, stress the tree a little more at certain times of the year. That impacts your crop the following year, but at least you can keep your orchards alive.
So each year that the drought goes by, the tree gets more stressed over time.
Yeah.
And he's irrigating with salty groundwater. He also didn't receive any federal water. In the middle of an almond grove, an orange water pump pulls low-quality water from 400 feet below.
That salt load, the mineral load that we're putting on our trees, we're putting into our soil, reach a toxic level with the plant and start to have detrimental effects to the plants that we're growing.
Watering with groundwater in areas south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta not only withers orchards, it pollutes the environment.
What we call poison land that contain high levels of selenium, salt, boron, arsenic and other toxic substances that become mobilized when they irrigate them, causing water pollution and wildlife hazards.
That's Tom Stokely. He's a water policy analyst with the environmental advocacy group California Water Impact Network.
Almonds use more water than all of the indoor residential usage in California, which is, you know, really a huge amount of water, especially when it's being exported.
He worries that the almond rush could lead to a resource imbalance. In California, there's an informal, unregulated water transfer market where cities compete for the same water as farmers.
One concern is that almonds might actually be able to outbid cities in water markets during extended droughts.
Stokely wants you to know that he's not against almonds. He just thinks it's foolish to see them grown in parched areas of the southern half of the Central Valley.
If California were really serious about the drought, it would ban the planting of permanent crops in areas where there's interruptible water supplies and groundwater overdraft.
But farmer Daniel Bays defends farming in the dry region because so many fruit, nut, and vegetable crops thrive south of the Delta.
Yes, we should be farming here. We have some of the best soils in the world. We have a Mediterranean climate, and there's a limited number of places in the world that have that type of climate.
Dry times mean tough trades. Almonds are a high-value crop. The industry fuels the state's economy with $11 billion. It employs more than 100,000 people. But it also uses about 8% of all the water captured for humans in California. Farmer Jim Jasper is paying 90% more than usual for water this year.
We're paying $1,000 an acre foot right now.
He says some of his neighbors are paying double that. For Here and Now, I'm Leslie McClurg in Sacramento.